This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Coca-Cola started running a new ad campaign this week, and it's safe to say those ads are quite a bit different from what Coke has run before. The biggest soft drink company on the planet has a new anti-obesity message. Coke is emphasizing its low-calorie drinks and showing you all the fun ways you can burn off the 140 calories that there are in a can of the stuff. Marketplace's David Weinberg has more now on marketing as a solution for obesity.
The first ad opens with vintage clips of old Coca-Cola commercials. A soothing voiceover reminds us of Coca-Cola's 125-year history of bringing people together.
Today, we'd like people to come together on something that concerns all of us, obesity.
The problem with this ad, Tom Perko says, is that it's not going to make people choose healthier drinks.
Ads are great, and they can be entertaining and informative, but essentially, they don't change the nature of consumption.
Perko is a consultant to the beverage industry. In other words, advertisements don't necessarily dig deeply into our consciousness and change our behavior.
We have ad agency clients know they hate it when I say that to them.
But Perko says this isn't really about selling low-calorie products.
We're dealing here with almost an existential issue. Coca-Cola has to be seen to be the good guy. And it's not a matter of admitting guilt or saying that it's doing something wrong with the new ad campaign. All it really doing is reaffirming that it's with us.
The ad also emphasizes low-calorie and zero-calorie soft drinks as healthy alternatives. This concerns nutritionist Jennifer Cassetta.
As a clinical nutritionist and holistic nutritionist, I don't believe in those either. I don't think that's the solution.
Coke has its own long history with diet drinks. This May is the 50th anniversary of Tab, a soft drink Coke created for customers who want to keep tabs on their weight. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.